poor Bulgaria, and you may think that it doesn't concern you, but it does, because it reveals just exactly what your enemies are up to and what they plan for your future. I think you'll be very interested personally in the story today, and I'll be back in just a moment to share it with you.
The Center for American Studies presents Dr. Stuart McBurney on The Voice of Americanism. This nationwide program stands for free enterprise and freedom under God. Now, Dr. McBurney, and his analysis of the news.
You know, of course, that the Soviet Union has already published on the written record an elaborate and carefully prepared plan of conquest of the world that makes Hitler's prison dreams that he wrote in Mein Kampf seem almost modest. And this plan has long since been in the hands of our State Department. Now, communism has had many failures and contradictions within itself, as I wrote in a publication for you that I offered everyone listening to the program a month or so ago, called The Internal Contradictions of Communism. No communist country, for instance, has ever been able to function for its people over the long haul without assistance from the free world, and it's true today. Now, there have been 8 Soviet 5-year economic plans, none of them successful. Now, of course, the last one was announced last February, a year ago, because they were faced with problems, and already within 1 year's time, that plan has failed. But the State Department's intelligence agents in Eastern Europe secretly confirm reports that what we are really seeing today is a tactical policy by the Soviet Union that is totally dangerous to us. For instance, you note the difference between the Soviet Union's superficially conciliatory attitude and the grim realities of the increasing massive military might of the USSR. Now, State Department intelligence confirms that this difference is in preparation for a future domination, a conquest. Of course, they will have to begin on their own borders. Now, the plan does not call for the Soviet Union to risk war. The nation's doing well enough to avoid jeopardizing the communist system and turning the land into an atomic rubble area and risking the lives of the Kremlin's masters, because the Kremlin has a better idea. Now, get this very carefully, ladies and gentlemen. It's quite to the point, very hard and realistic. The USSR intends to have us commit economic suicide. She expects us to lick ourselves, to knock ourselves out of our own gymnasium. The Kremlin masters know that the key to our world power is our home power. If our home power is lost, our world power is lost. State Department intelligence agents in East Berlin, Warsaw, and Bucharest all have reported their information independently. And what do you know? Their source is Soviet leader Leonid Brezhnev himself. Brezhnev visited the Bulgarian Red leaders, that is, the heads of the Bulgarian Communist Party, in Sofia, rather unexpectedly, some short time ago. And along with the leaders of the Bulgarian Red was the head of the Communist Party of East Germany and the head of the Communist Party of Romania. They had long sessions with Brezhnev. All three of these countries represented in this conference had wanted explanations from Brezhnev regarding Soviet moves toward improved relations with the United States and the West, and each received them. Accordingly, here is the fraud. It's fundamental in the magic, for instance, magic tricks, performances, to pretend that you're doing one thing with your right hand while your left is fishing the rabbit or the pigeon out of the bag. And Brezhnev explained the rapprochement policy as merely tactical. He stated that the interests of the USSR, whether it manifests in Cuba, the Mideast, or any place, remain totally hostile to the United States. Brezhnev sees our American lifestyle as soft, overindulgent, and essentially decadent. The tough will win, and it's no longer fashionable in America to be tough. a push here, a shove there, and it will finally fall apart. The U.S. is headed for ultimate collapse with ultimate threat of terror as the clincher. In other words, America, Brezhnev calculated, will be up for grabs. The goal of the Russian tactical policy is to permit the Soviets time to establish its superiority. During the period, whatever time it takes, the USSR intends to pursue Western accords and at the same time vastly build up its own economic strength, its computer deficiencies, very, very important to a centralized, centrally run civilization, and also to build up its military power. And then, when the time is right, Russia can, by this tactical policy, establish an independent, superior, and commanding position in confronting the United States and the West. In short, it can, and it will, put the pressure on the United States at a moment of crisis, after the United States is weakened enough from within, and we think that the Soviet Union has found the way to get that weakness accelerated, namely the oil crisis. So, when people get very happy about the supposed U.S.-Soviet entente, or detente, or both words are applicable, we must be warned that this is in Russia's fundamental plan. Now, naturally, such warnings may carry about as little weight as did those of Winston Churchill in the 1930s. But we cannot safely indulge in enchantment with a merely tactical policy, which is what we are watching now when the Soviet Union smiles and says, we'll help you in the Middle East to get power, and we'll say a good word so that all nations will come to the peace table in Geneva. And we'll do our best to get the Arabs to go along. You get the Israelis to get together with the Arabs, and we'll have peace. And so all of a sudden, with the coming of spring in Washington, there comes the thaw of relationships. But unfortunately, it's tactical. It's a part of the long-range strategy. It's the smile now, but it will be followed by the frozen, stony smile of winter. And that one is the time of great danger. We've got to have a policy that is positive, filled with great suspicion. We ought to know better than to fall for it. We've had enough examples of the perfidy, the treachery of the Soviet Union because of the fundamental nature of its philosophy. You see, it isn't just that Brezhnev is a crook. It's the party that Brezhnev is the leader of that by its very nature is crooked, because they begin their crookedness in the very indoctrination of those who join the party. They take words and twist them out of their meaning, and peace no longer means peace. And peaceful coexistence no longer means peaceful coexistence. And national wars of liberation are not national, they're not wars, and they're not for liberation. They're subversive attempts to take over a country by the use of terror. And so all of the communist vocabulary is twisted from the very outset. And then in addition, they have no moral absolutes. They can do and will do anything in order to bring about a communist victory. That's the nature of the beast. And if it's to smile today and frown tomorrow, if it's to lie today and tell the truth tomorrow, it matters not at all. Because in every case, the Soviet Union bases its long-range strategy upon one fixed goal, and that is the conquest of the world. You see, they are frightened that they are wrong, and so they must conquer the world so that there will be no one left to question whether or not they're right. And this goal of world conquest should constantly be reminded to everyone who cares about where we're headed, because we need to be reminded of the direction that we're really moving, regardless of any tactical jerks or steps backward that we may face at any given time. Do not think that the Soviet Union has thawed. It is merely dancing about with its different tactical steps to gain its objectives step by step while it relentlessly marches on toward the one goal that has never changed, not since Karl Marx, not since Nechayev, not since Lenin. Indeed, it has never changed, and so Brezhnev told these leaders, and so it is. Where should I receive this information that I shared with you? From the former United States ambassador to Switzerland, Henry J. Taylor, well-known American columnist. And he is the one who has so many pipelines into old friends in the State Department that he can make this revelation about the meeting of Brezhnev in Bulgaria and with the other communist leaders. And you don't read that in your ordinary newspaper article these days. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I have here before me a letter that I think might be helpful for you to be reminded of. It's a service that we perhaps could render you. Dear Dr. McBurney, please send me another copy of your roster of senators and representatives. It is by far the most complete and helpful one issued by any anti-communist group. I misplaced my copy, or someone took it. At least I can't find it. I listen to the broadcast every day and appreciate the tremendous effort that you're putting into it. And the person signs the name. Don't be afraid to write letters. I do read them. Of course, I can't always answer every letter personally. I try when the matter is of such a nature as I have to answer personally, but you may be sure of this, that information that you send me, I read. Every bit of printed information that you send, I read. And we try to offer back as much service as we possibly can to the whole nation. Of course, that involves many thousands of people. And yet, I try to think of you as an individual. First of all, because we need your help individually, your support, your contribution, your standing with us. And I therefore cannot think of a big public. I have to think of individuals. That's why, from time to time, we reach back into some of the things that we have produced for you to just remind you of some things that we have that will be helpful. Now, I've put out a new publication that I regard as of headline importance, and that is the new publication called 1974, The Year of the Terrorist. Please get it. We were first this year of any national news service to tell you that the great emphasis this year would be on terrorism. And furthermore, we have gone even farther than any publication to suggest to you how it's going to come personally toward you. And this publication certainly does that. It describes in detail what to look for. Now, this can make a difference, this publication. It's one of the things that we have for you. And then the one that I read you about in this letter from a listener, our roster of senators and representatives, their addresses in Washington and all of that, this can be had by anyone asks for it. I'll simply offer it today only, but just to remind you once in a while that we have things like this for you. And all of these things are given. They're given and sent immediately as gifts of appreciation to say thank you for your help and support for this radio and all that it costs to purchase radio time and do our publications work in the West. Write us today, won't you? Help support this work. Keep the truth on the air. This is Dr. McBurney saying goodbye and God bless you.
The Center for American Studies has presented Dr. McBurney with his analysis of the news. Published materials offered on today's broadcast may be obtained by writing Voice of Americanism, Glendale, California, 91209. This nonprofit program is supported only by the contributions of those who write. The address again is Voice of Americanism, Glendale, California, 91209.
.1 on the FM band, 7:30 on the AM dial. This is KURL AM and FM, Billings, Montana. 44 degrees in the valley at 12:30.
The first portion of the new news is brought your way by Johnson's Conoco.
News first from the national international scene this morning. The Federal Trade Commission is blaming Congress and bureaucratic slowness for what it says has been the limited effectiveness of the fuel allocation program. the FCC prepared a special report evaluating the first 45 days of the fuel allocation program. The report says the program has failed to equitably distribute available gasoline products. And it did better in heating oil allocation, but overall falls short of the objectives envisioned when the program was set up. Each division is reported as the world's leading oil exporters meet in Vienna to discuss prices for petroleum products. Saudi Arabia has proposed petroleum prices be reduced beginning April 1st. However, Venezuela opposes any price cuts, while Libya and Algeria are reported pressing for price increases. Tomorrow, the Arab oil ministers hold a separate meeting in Vienna and are expected to announce an easing of the oil embargo against the United States. Energy officials agree that some accommodations made because of the energy squeeze are here to stay for a while, even if the Arab oil embargo is lifted soon. Officials say the 55-mile-an-hour speed limit and the fuel allocation program will remain in effect. Officials also say an end to the embargo will reduce the gasoline storage, or rather shortage, and make the government's rationing plan obsolete and will send the price of gasoline to record highs. Inflation and gas shortages make it doubly important to treat your vehicle as a valuable asset. The first step to maximum car protection is Conoco gasoline and Conoco car products at Johnson's Conoco. Gas up with the Conoco gas mixture your car requires for peak performance and mileage. Johnson's Conoco can supply you with tires, Firestone batteries with 3-year warranties, points and plugs, heaters, mechanical services, and the proper richness of Conoco gas to baby your valuable car. Come often to Johnson's Conoco, 8th Street West and Central. A White House official has spelled out the position of President Nixon, the position that he would take in defending himself against impeachment. The official, who cannot be identified, says Nixon bases his defense on the ground that he was not directly involved in any events surrounding Watergate or the related scandals. The official reiterated that Nixon knew nothing about the Watergate cover-up until March 21, 1973, and afterward proceeded to try to get the truth. British Prime Minister Harold Wilson has challenged the Liberals and Conservatives to defeat his proposed Labour Party program in Parliament Monday. The highly controversial socialist program is to be voted on in the House of Commons. Liberals and Conservatives have threatened to join forces to defeat the proposed program. Officials report another in a series of troubles that have befallen Turkish Airlines, DC-10s, since one crashed near Paris 3 weeks ago. They say a DC-10 carrying 329 persons suffered a mechanical failure today during takeoff and in Istanbul, but made a safe emergency landing. Argentine police report leftist guerrillas attacked police in two provinces today, killing one officer. Guerrillas are the People's Revolutionary Army, the most active of leftist communist groups. That's the group that still holds the kidnapped American oil executive, Victor Samuelson. A United Auto Workers Union local has received authorization to strike the fabricating plant of the giant General Motors complex in Lordstown, Ohio. If the 2,800 local members strike, it would shut down the nation's only Vega production line. We'll have more news in just a moment.
You can be totally sure that your car is getting the right gas when you choose from four Conoco gasoline mixtures available at Johnson's Conoco 8th Street West in Central. Johnson's Conoco carries a full line of top Conoco car products, plus tires for every need. There's a tank heater, Firestone batteries with a 3-year warranty.